We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu. This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars.
Beethoven continued to write music and wrote some of his best music after he lost his hearing. So he couldn't hear his music at all. He could only hear the construction in his mind. And as architects, we have all sorts of different ways of experiencing architecture, both in its built form, in its creation, through tactile drawings and models, besides our own mental constructions.
So Chris Downey asks me, what's more preposterous, composing music you can't hear or designing architecture you can't see?
My name is Chris Downey. I'm an architect.
And in case you haven't guessed it yet, he is a blind architect. Chris Downey lost his sight about 3 years ago after being an architect for nearly two decades.
Clearly, there wasn't any book out there on how to be a blind architect. So really the best thing to do it is just to get out there and try. And once I did that, I quickly realized that there are ways to perceive and understand drawings and design, both in two-dimensional form and in three-dimensional form. And there are any number of ways to react to it and advance it, create it, just like anybody else.
The only thing he couldn't do ultimately was translate the physical models that he can make by hand into data that he can input into a computer design program. But hey, that's not all bad.
Quite frankly, it's kind of nice to have an excuse not to have to be the production guy and get past that and focus on where I could really deliver value. It started falling together pretty well after that.
The key is finding the right tools. In this case, computers that talk really fast.
So that's the file I want to print.
Okay.
So I can't understand anything.
I can slow it down.
Slower. -FP-0.
That might be a more.
PDF left parent 115 KB right parent.
That might be an easier rate to hear it. If you had to listen to that all day long, that's how fast the ATM machines are when you go and listen to those to have your non-visual access to it, and it takes so long to get to what you need to do. You gotta be faster, so you learn to like speed listen.
Another key tool is an embossing printer that makes a raised braille dot version of the architectural plans that he's working on. Unlike a sighted architect that can get a bird's eye view of an architectural plan, when Downey runs his fingers over the embossed printed page, he experiences the plan more like an actual person traveling through the building would, as a sequence of vignettes.
When you do that, then you have a better chance of really putting yourself in that space and thinking about everything that's happening when you move through there. The typical sensory experience of the environment around us, 80% of it is visual.
When your brain isn't overloaded with the visual information, the other 20% becomes a lot more important, and this allows for a new appreciation for certain buildings. Like, for example, a much-hated old San Francisco bus terminal.
The Transbay terminal is coming down, and that old space that was there, it was not a particularly delightful place. Visually, it was a horrific place. The olfactory experience was pretty miserable, too.
It tended to smell like urine.
But I was lucky enough to have lost my sight and my smell, so it didn't look bad, and it didn't smell bad. And there are a lot of these long ramps and inclined planes, if you're blind, are great because all of a sudden you get directionality out of gravity, regardless of whichever way you're going, up or down. If you're going uphill, you can get a strong sense of going straight uphill as opposed to sort of going off on an angle. And coming downhill, you just make like a drop of water and just follow gravity. So those were actually kind of fun spaces.
So if you ever wondered what it would take to love the old Transbay terminal, being blind and having no sense of smell seems to do the trick.
Something I often talk about is sort of the touch of a building where you actually reach out and grab the building, whether it's a door handle or a railing or a place to lean against or a place to sit down. If those places offer the warmth of a comfortable touch, something that acknowledges the presence of the body besides the agenda of the eyes, you know, how can you think about the material or the form in a way that gives you that handshake, just like you give somebody a handshake. There's a lot that's communicated through a handshake. And so what's the handshake of the building? What are you saying in that handshake?
Find out more about Chris Downey at 99percentinvisible.org.
Yeah.
Welcome. 99% Invisible is produced by me, Roman Mars, with support from Lunar. It's a project of KALW, the American Institute of Architects, San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design.